This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Constitutional Council meeting recommends Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 14, including former Finance Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki over Pokhara Regional International Airport project, seeks 3.62 billion rupees as recovery amount. National Journalism Day marked by organizing various programs. President Ramchandra Porwal says it is the responsibility of journalists to disseminate truthful and factual news. And 5 Hanta virus cases confirmed from cruise ship as WHO says risk to public is low. Now the news in detail. The Constitutional Council meeting has recommended Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma for appointing as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The council meeting held today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarwar, chaired by Prime Minister and Constitutional Council Chairperson Balendra Shah, recommended Dr. Sharma for the Chief Justice position. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam, Leader of the Opposition in the House of Representatives Bhishma Raj Angdembe and Deputy Speaker Ruby Kumari attended the meeting. According to legal provisions, Dr. Sharma's name must now be endorsed by the Parliamentary Hearing Committee following the Council's recommendation. If approved by the committee, he will become Nepal's 33rd Chief Justice. Earlier, the Judicial Council had recommended the names of 6 judges to the Constitutional Council for consideration in the appointment of the next Chief Justice. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against 14 individuals, including the then Finance Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, at the Special Court on charges of corruption during the construction of the Pokhara Regional International Airport. In the case, the Commission has sought recovery of 3.62 billion rupees from those accused. The Commission's assistant spokesperson Ganesh Bahadur Adhikari said the CIAA has filed a case alleging financial irregularities by giving tax exemptions to the contractor company during the construction of the airport, contrary to the provisions of the original agreement. Others named in the charge sheet include the then Finance Minister Karki, Finance Secretary Shankar Prasad Adhikari, the then Tourism Secretary Maheshwar Neopane, the then Joint Secretary Suresh Acharya and Danduraj Ghimire, former Secretary Keval Bhandari, the then Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority Sanjeev Gautam and outgoing Director General Pradeep Adhikari, Deputy Secretary Yuvaraj Pandey, Section Officer Urmila Bhandari and Engineer Yogesh Arial. Also named as accused in the case are the contractor Chinese company CAMC, its chair, project manager and the company manager. The National Journalism Day has been marked by organizing various programs across the country. President Ramchandra Porwal awarded the National Journalism Awards and Senior Journalist Honours. At a ceremony held at Chital Niwas today, Senior Journalist Chandra Kishore Jha and Namrata Sharma were each honoured with 200,000 rupees, while Journalist Umesh Shrestha, Bhola Kumar Paswan and Rupa Gahatraj received the National Journalism Award of the same amount. The President highlighted the crucial role of journalists in Nepal's political changes and said such awards encourage new journalists to follow the path of truth. He also emphasized that while journalists are responsible for impartial reporting, ensuring their safety is the government's duty. The National Journalism Day has also been celebrated by marking the anniversary of the first publication of Gorkha Patra, Nepal's oldest state-owned newspaper. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha said reform and restructuring of public institutions is necessary in current context. The Communication Minister said the government is carrying out internal preparations to mark and make public corporations more timely and effective. Nepal has scored 52 out of 100 in the International Budget Partnership's Open Budget Survey 2025. Improving slightly from 50 in 2023, Nepal is leading South Asia in fiscal transparency ahead of Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. However, the score remains below the 61-point benchmark for sufficient transparency, while Nepal's public participation score stayed low at 28, indicating limited opportunities for citizen engagement in budget process. The International Monetary Fund has extended Nepal's Extended Credit Facility ECF program by 2 months until the 11th of July in 2026 to allow time for the 7th and final review. Approved in January 2022, the 38-month program provided Nepal access to about $282 million under 180% of its SDR quota. Through the IMF-supported program, Nepal has committed to maintaining financial stability, strengthening foreign exchange reserves, improving public financial management, and advancing economic reforms. Former administrators and public administration experts have welcomed the government's recent initiatives to improve administration and strengthen good governance, saying the measures could boost public trust. Former Chief Secretary Bimal Koirala praised reforms in service delivery, including driving licenses, citizenship certificates and passports, and supported plans to reduce federal ministries from 22 to 17. Former Public Service Commission Chairperson Umesh Mainali said the government appears committed to advancing administrative reform and governance improvements. Two Indian trekkers who were stuck due to snowfall in course of trekking to Mustang have been safely rescued. A joint team of the Nepali Army and Nepal Police rescued two Indian trekkers stranded by heavy snowfall near Thorong La Pass on Wednesday night. The trekkers, 29-year-old Fanik Toni and 30-year-old Mitrabindu, lost the trail near Chisapani in Baragung Mukti Chetra while traveling from Manang to Mustang and was safely rescued from Drum Camp below Thorang Pass. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet masab gardos.
Data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #1415# टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Indra Bahadur Bania said the provincial government is committed to promoting mother tongues, mother language education and their wide use. Marking Language Day observed on Nepali month of Baisakh 24 under the Province Government Official Languages Act 2080 Bikram Sambat, he stressed the shared responsibility to preserve and develop all languages. The Act recognizes Tamang and Nepal Bhasa as official languages of Bagmati Province, where a public holiday day was declared to mark the occasion. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The World Health Organization WHO has confirmed 5 hantavirus cases from a cruise ship. The BBC cited WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus as saying 5 of these are confirmed cases while the other 3 are suspected. He said More may follow due to the virus' 6-week incubation period. Director General of the WHO, Ghebreyesus, said 8 cases have been reported so far, including 3 deaths. 3 people have died either on board or after travelling on the MV Hondius, which set sail from Argentina a month ago. The ship is currently on its way to the Canary Islands, where it's expected to dock at the weekend. Contact tracing is underway in several countries for passengers who left the ship before the outbreak was detected, including the UK, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the ongoing conflict involving Iran could be over quickly, adding that most people understand his objective of ending Tehran's nuclear ambitions. According to the BBC, Trump's remarks come after Iran stated that a U.S. proposal to end the war is still under consideration. U.S. media outlet Axios reported that the White House is close to a 14-point memorandum of understanding with Iran, which could serve as a framework for further nuclear negotiations. However, the proposal has not been officially confirmed by either side. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions of the country, including the Himalayan and hilly regions of the Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while partly cloudy in the remaining regions. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall, with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region of the country, at one or two places in the hilly regions of the country, as well as in the Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Lumini and in Sudarshan provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constitutional Council meeting recommends Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 14, including former Finance Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, over Pokhara Regional International Airport project, seeks 3.62 billion rupees as recovery amount. National Journalism Day marked by organizing various programs. President Ramchandra Porwal says it is the responsibility of journalists to disseminate truthful and factual news. And 5 hantavirus cases confirmed from cruise ship, as WHO says risk to public is low. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.